From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. For families of people with dementia, this scene may sound sadly familiar.
Hi, Papa.
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
Who am I?
Huh?
Who am I? I'm your daughter.
Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing an Alzheimer's patient named Henry, who's at a nursing home in Brooklyn. When we first see him, he is slumped over, unresponsive. Well, video of Henry has gone viral. Scenes from a documentary that's in the works called Alive Inside. It shows Henry's remarkable transformation as he listens to music on headphones. The film follows social worker Dan Cohen as he creates personalized iPod playlists for people in nursing homes to reconnect them with the music they love. As Cohen told me, the response from people like Henry is dramatic.
When he gets to listen to his own music, he comes alive and he is able to actually answer questions and speak about his youth. And this is sort of the magic of music that's familiar, that even though Alzheimer's and various forms of dementia will ravage many parts of the brain, long-term memory of music when one was young remains very often. And so when if you tap that, you really get that kind of awakening response. Mm. And it's pretty exciting to see.
It must be. And Henry, in the scene, gets really quite specific when he's asked about music in his life. Let's take a listen.
Do you like music?
Yeah, I'm crazy about music. You play beautiful music, beautiful sound.
Did you play music when you were, did you like music when you were young?
Yes, I did the big dances and things.
What was your favorite music when you were young?
Cab Calloway was my number one band guy I liked.
That's such a great moment when he starts singing like Cab Calloway. Did you find that with other patients, that they would maybe not be able to know basic facts about themselves, but the music somehow really tapped into something very deep that they could remember, they could hold on to?
Well, this, we see this over and over, and that's what's so exciting, is this isn't just a one-off unique event.
And it turns out Henry has quite a voice himself.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I'll be home there for Christmas. You can come plant on me.
I think the responses that you're describing, Dan, are something that music therapists have talked about for years, not just with dementia, but also with, say, traumatic brain injury. What does science say about music and the effects on the brain?
Well, that's a big question, and I'm not a neuroscientist. So, I come in as a social worker, and I have a working knowledge of applying this and watching the results. And my goal is to make this a standard of care so that anyone, 5 million plus people with Alzheimer's in the United States, and this is something that families, if they want to use this, it might very well work to improve not only the lives of their loved ones but their own, because it becomes caregiver stress is very difficult. And if someone's very agitated, life is very hard for both the person with the Alzheimer's and for the caregiver.
Is there any concern about further isolating patients who may already be very much lost inside themselves?
Well, Melissa, that's funny, because that was probably when I started this, I had many questions and I didn't know when people would say that to me. You're going to put headphones on them and isolate them. And so we got funding for 200 iPods to try this out on a larger scale. This was in 2008 and 4 facilities around New York. And we wanted to see how well we replicated this, what was the feedback from the professional staff and from the residents. And what happened was the 33 professional staff across these facilities all came up with no instances of increased isolation, but a flood of stories of increased socialization. People wanted to share their music with others. Here, you got to listen to this. Or, what was the name of that song? Or, gee, to the non-professional person sweeping the floor, hey, you're about my age, the Andrews Sisters. Who was, Papa? So the music is great. But to me, the perhaps even bigger win is people having better and more relationships with those around them.
Is part of what you confront when you're dealing, say, with nursing home administrators, that there's just not an appetite for this kind of individualized care? There's certainly a lot of acceptance of pushing medication, but maybe not an iPod, say, with a playlist.
Well, it's true that nursing homes, due to funding cuts that are happening, have a very difficult time. I mean, they want to provide individualized care. There are a lot of great people in nursing homes that really want to give their residents the very best. But when funding is cut and then they have fewer people each year to serve the same number of residents, it's really difficult. So to say, yes, we can make these other expenditures, it's not reimbursable, where's the money coming from, we're busy laying off people, they're in a tough, tough position. And so my goal has been to find ways to bring the cost of this down to zero. So let's get the community involved. Since there have been so many generations of new digital devices, they come fast and furious. Well, we have the old iPods, many of us in our drawers at home. Let's bring them in. I mean, on Long Island, there are 5 school districts right now that are running iPod donation drives. It's an amazing intergenerational project.
There's a lovely moment in the movie where we meet an Alzheimer's patient named John Wolski, who apparently we learn had a song and dance background, right? He was on stage as a young man.
Yes.
And we see him start listening to the iPod.
Oh, Johnny O, how perfect.
And his eyes light up, and he starts clapping, and his feet are tap dancing on the floor, it looks like, in his wheelchair.
Well, he was, you know, it reconnected him with his past, in this sense.
Some enchanted evening, you may see someone, you may see a red eye upon the night of room.
I wish I had a voice like him.
And Dan, we hear another patient in that center saying, I wish I had a voice like
That's
him.
That's right. That's part of that joining in and loving the fact that somebody who they spend, you know, a lot of time with, you know, during the days and weeks and months and years is acting in a way maybe they haven't seen before. And so, you know, live music, I mean, is present and is ideal. But the issue is live music is episodic. So maybe once a week or, you know, somebody comes in or there could be activities as a group. And the beauty of the iPod is that is this total personalization that's just not possible in the current environment.
Well, Dan Cohen, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dan Cohen is a social worker. He runs a nonprofit called Music and Memory. He's featured in a documentary called Alive Inside that's being screened for the first time tonight in New York. You can watch scenes from the film at our website and get some tips on how to use Dan's method with a member of your own family. That's at npr.org. This is NPR.